Well, Jason Gibbs, it's all about lights, camera, and action on this edition of the Monday Business Watch.
Absolutely, and we may be seeing some action soon for the Las Cruces film industry.
Now, this is something that's been long in the works. A lot of people active in the community have been wanting to do this. Where are we?
Well, the latest step, early in December, the city council directed the city staff to go ahead and find a location to use as a soundstage here in Las Cruces. And that'll put us on the same field as Albuquerque and Santa Fe, which have studios. And the folks from the New Mexico Film Business Alliance were in town recently talking about the volume of filming that's being done here in New Mexico. And one of the things I asked them is, are we as Las Cruces a little bit late to the party here, because Albuquerque and Santa Fe have been up and running for a while? And basically everybody agrees that no, in fact, there's plenty of this pie to go around. And it is pretty amazing. The state did a study that shows film and TV productions brought in about $387 million in direct spending to New Mexico in the past 12 months alone. And, that's an increase of nearly $100 million over the previous year. And as we start doing more filming and we become accepted as a filming location, they all think those numbers are stand to increase. And, I don't see why not. We're developing a workforce. One of the things I thought's really interesting, the incredible success that Breaking Bad had filming up in Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. When they started their first season, 45% of that cast were New Mexicans. By the time they wrapped up filming at the end of the series, 95% of the crew were New Mexicans. A lot of the people that started early on had gained skills, moved up to higher positions, worked on larger productions. So they're now boasting that New Mexico has the best crew base between the two coasts.
So what advantages does Southern New Mexico offer as we look to be competitive with Northern New Mexico?
Along with Northern New Mexico, we've got obviously the great skies, the great weather. Southern New Mexico is poised to be really good for a lot of the westerns. One of the assets that are booked out for years ahead of time, or at least months ahead of time, are ranches and things like that for shooting outdoor off of the sound studio. So we've got, look at the Armendariz Ranch. I know they're looking at doing some filming out there. Other great ranches here in southern New Mexico, plus the diversity of our surroundings. We can go in a two-hour drive from snow-capped mountains and pine trees to desert down here. So it's really centrally located for a lot of different types of filming. And as productions come in and build sets, build them out of good materials to last, we keep those sets when they leave. And then that can be used to attract other films, other TV shows on down the road. So I think it's really going to be interesting. The next big step is going to be seeing where they locate the soundstage.
Now, what's the level of commitment on the soundstage? It sounds like the city is committed to it. What would hold back on it, prevent it from happening?
Well, they do have to find a location that is suitable, that the city can purchase and renovate. And then there's also the question of funding. The city has committed funds, and the state has committed some funds. And, of course, we all know we're going into a legislative session with not a lot in the budget, or with a lot of absence in the budget. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of concerned that they need to get moving so the state doesn't decide to claw back or take back, the $1 million capital outlay funds that they had allocated for this. That could be a problem, but I think there's enough momentum and definitely enough people interested in pushing it forward that we're going to see this happen very quickly with the soundstage, I believe.
Now, New Mexico offers tax breaks to the film industry and the movie industry and the television production industry. Is there any danger that might be in play when it comes to the legislative session?
Well, I am not going to yay or nay on that one, because who knows what's going to happen up there. We had the legislative breakfast recently, and they said that they're looking at cuts pretty much across the board. So we're just going to have to cross our fingers and see what Santa Fe can pull together.
Well, Jason Gibbs, thank you very much for coming in on this, the Monday Business Watch.
My pleasure as always, Edmundo.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.